Oh.
You skeeved yourself out.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Welcome!
Keith, leave it uncapped. Drink the hell out of it.
Oh, I'm going to, but I want to still leave it capped. Good morning, leave evening.
Leave it uncapped so I could have some,
You'll
bro.
Cut your mouth on that.
Wrens. Welcome to bestinshowradio.com on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. The thing you do with the ears and the place to be.
Are we bestinshowradio.com or are we bestinshow on bestinshowradio.com?
Did I say welcome to bestinshowradio.com?
You certainly did.
I'm so loaded off this sake right now.
Okay.
Sayonara. We're Best in Show Radio, and my name is Keith. Best in Show Keith.
Are you going to sneeze?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
And who was that just sneezed?
Oh, that would be me, Best in Show Chris.
And who asked him if he was going to sneeze?
Best in Show James?
Nope. Wrong. James.
Oh, yes, because I'm not best in show.
I'm just James. You went dark.
For the record, you did that to him. I thought the idea was that it shouldn't have been a question mark, and that's why you were saying, no, it's not best in show James, it's best in show James.
Yeah, but I was being silly. You guys are analyzing it.
I wish you would have ironed that collar, because that shirt looks like a disaster around the collar, making me really annoyed every time I look up at you.
A disaster makes sense.
Okay.
Because this is a disaster.
What, Best in Show?
BestinShowRadio.com.
Here on Heroes Talk, home of Bug Zapper Radio, home of the DJ Newstyle Show, home of I Apologize, and home of Truth Time Theater.
Yes, those things are all true. If you want to send us a Hey Guys, send it to HeyGuys@BestinShowRadio.com.
What the hell's a Hey Guys?
James,
Best in Show James? Why don't you tell me while Keith stares at his phone and plays Words with Friends?
Send us an email. But the question.
Face! Oh, sorry. Face!
No, it was them.
Nah, they loved it.
If you want to send us a Hey Guys, it could be an email. It could be a shopping list.
Best in Show James already covered that.
He didn't mention the shopping list.
He covered it.
Somebody send a shopping list. We'll read it on the air. How nobody's taking advantage of that, I don't know.
Because it's stupid. Maybe that's why. Because it's stupid and it's not even a funny joke.
Our listeners are more sophisticated than that.
It's just us being asses here. And actually, it's just you trying to irritate me.
No, I genuinely want a shopping list.
Because you genuinely want to irritate me.
No, the world doesn't revolve around you, Chris.
Yes, it does.
It could revolve around Best in Show James or Best in Show Keith as much as it could revolve around Chris. Speaking of Hey Guys, Mark from Earth sent us one, and he says...
You know what? I got a compliment, Mark. That's pretty goddamn funny. I like that. I got nothing bad to say about him being from Earth. That's good.
He says, hey, guys, did you use...
Is his name Mark... Is it a C at the end of his name, or is there a K?
K.
Damn it. I was so hoping it was Mark with a C.
It's not Mark trying to just convince us.
That was good.
Hey, guys, did you used to call phone sex lines when you were younger? Like, a day younger?
Well, it depends what he means, did you call?
Okay. I forgot that phone sex lines even exist.
976 numbers, as they're called.
And I was just about to say, 976-2626 definitely got me in trouble with my mother. Because I called it a million times so I could hear a girl talking about her... I'm trying to think what words they used, because they didn't actually curse.
Her kitty?
No, they were more graphic than that. Like, oh, my slit. Or something like that. It was just like...
Coos?
Coos, exactly. I kept thinking coos, but I don't think they actually even said that. Wow. And again, that's a throwback to an old Best in Show. Like, I didn't even remember that existed type thing. I forgot that phone sex lines like that existed.
Yeah, they did. They did up until... Didn't we have one?
Oh, they still do.
976-2626 or 976-2727?
Yeah. No, they have all these, like, late night on TV, these...
976-2828.
Yes.
That's it. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't... Well, first of all, I don't know if that 976 thing went outside of the area code.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because remember they used to have area codes listed on the commercials. It would say 718-516-212. Like, it would list like 13.
Yeah, but those commercials were for party line sex lines, weren't they?
There's no real difference.
Party lines were for making friends.
Sexy friends.
Right. Whereas the things that I'm talking about, the 976
pre-recorded messages,
was you were listening to a recording of a girl talking about sex.
Yeah.
It was a little different.
Party lines were later. I remember the 976 numbers. And the funniest thing when you were younger about calling a 976 number is you knew you were going to get in trouble. Because you knew it was showing up on the bill, but you just couldn't stop from doing it.
Yes.
100%. 100%.
And I guess you would think maybe, well, maybe it won't.
Damn.
Maybe it won't come up on the bill for some reason.
I wish this was an old live Best in Show, which, by the way, we're going to be doing one in a couple of weeks. Or no, next week. Yeah, we're going to be doing one next week. But, which is what, January something?
Second.
Yeah, we never figured that out. Or I never figured it out before. January
2nd. No, the calendar's been thought out for years.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. But I wish it was live, because I would call my mother and I want to hear what I said to my mother as my excuse to try and get out of what I did to do it, because I know I had to have come up with something. Like, no,
the wrong number.
I dialed the wrong number 26 times in a row.
for 13 minutes a clip.
Right. Well, work number isn't 9766.
I just love the idea that it was 26 times in a row for 2626, because I know it was definitely 976-2626. I can't stop with that.
I wonder if that number's still active.
I don't know. I'm not going to call and find out, because I don't want to get in trouble with me. Because now that I pay the bills, I'll beat my ass if that happens.
Do you think those numbers can't exist anymore, those phone sex numbers? Maybe live, I guess, talking to a real person?
You know what? In the age of the internet, I can't imagine that anything still exists as far as sex. I can't believe
that. But they have those party line commercials all the time at night.
Well, party line's different. Party line is different.
That you can't get online? Who's going to use their phone?
Who has a phone?
A cell phone.
Oh, if you are calling a 900 number from a cell phone, I think they cost you $1 billion a minute. If that.
Oh, so I shouldn't dial right now?
No, you should. You should. Yeah. You know, you bring up the idea, Mark brings up the idea of phone sex lines, which I think are hilarious. But that makes me think even more about something different. Sort of semi-related. Multiple friends. What?
No, I just suddenly can't breathe. Sorry.
From what? Oh, he gassed.
No, it's sake.
He gassed again?
No.
I'm going to be upset if I smell it all the way over here. I've recently, in recent times, spoken to more than a few people about the idea of having phone sex. And...
I agree.
Pause the show, because I'm not walking back over there.
You can talk from over there.
This is actually really happening right now. Just so we all understand, it was the most vile smell ever.
It was a whole new level.
Yeah.
I think it's time to see a doctor.
That's good. It went away.
Did it, Keith?
Yeah,
it did.
It did.
No, there's
over there. Open the door.
No, you.
There's like a thick.
You could actually see it.
Layer of something just laying across the room right now. And lucky me, I live in this room. Ah, oh, damn it. I have to officially get air freshener for the show.
So, phone sex.
I'm gonna clip out a whole bunch of that because that was too much dead time. Or maybe I'll speed it up. Oh, man. I've talked to more than a few people lately about the concept of having real phone sex.
Like banging your phone?
No, like talking to someone on the phone. Like, hey, oh, you want to have phone sex?
Someone you know or a stranger?
Someone you know. And again, multiple people have spoken to about this. Like someone like, oh, having phone sex with their boyfriend. Someone having phone sex with their girlfriend. Someone, you know, sexting and sending naked pictures back and forth to each other. But, and I get the sexting thing, I guess. I get that idea of like sending pictures and stuff. But the concept of actually having phone sex is weird to me. I don't understand how you can call somebody and talk dirty and there'd be something like, I don't even know how to understand how that gets initiated.
I think that
976.
No, have you ever had phone sex?
No. I'm sorry.
James, have you ever had phone sex?
Kinda.
Could you elaborate?
No.
Have you?
No, well...
No! That's the thing. I don't even understand how it's a thing.
Well, it just kind of happened. It could happen during the course of just a regular phone conversation.
Right, okay.
Like when you're ordering pizza?
You're talking, and you know, I miss you, blah, blah, blah. And the other one says, okay, well, I'm thinking about you touching myself, and they...
Yeah, see, that's weird to me. And I've heard multiple people tell me this. Like, I've had, and I have a lot of female friends. And I've had a lot of female friends tell me about, like, their boyfriends talking about, yeah, I'm touching myself. I'm just like, yeah, that's... I almost cursed. Like, that's effing weird to me.
Is it?
It seems peculiar just to be like, yeah, I'm touching myself, thinking about, oh, tell me what you're wearing. Like, that seems...
Tell me what you... All right, stop. Tell me what you're wearing.
Well, no one has ever told me that that's what was said, but I assume that
I never understood tell me what you're wearing. Because I know people are into that. Tell me what you're wearing. What they want to hear, I don't know. Short of nothing, I could see wanting to hear...
A baseball uniform.
I would love to hear a burlap sack.
Knives. Ooh. Yeah, I don't...
Blood. A pint of blood. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to have phone sex. Were someone ever in their life to ask me to have phone sex, I wouldn't know how to do it. I could have regular sex. I could talk to you via text in a manner that says, hey, let me see what you look like right now. But I couldn't be like...
How is that different?
Talking about a fantasy scenario of phone sex. Oh, I wish that I could slide and do and pump and spit and...
Yeah, would it be...
It's not
piss... And razor blades.
I think you're combining the 976 number, yeah, with, you know, someone you're in a relationship with.
Well, I'm not combining anything. I'm telling you that people are telling me they've had phone sex.
Saying those things that you just said.
They're not, the person that's telling me about it is not someone that I'm having phone sex with.
I understand that.
So I can't say, dude, tell me what you say, because then I'm a creep.
You really think they're saying, ooh, yeah, razor blade and slits and I'm going to pump.
I want to know. Okay, but will you let me get the question out?
No.
This would be great phone sex.
The problem is, I'm not going to say it again because he's just going to say really again.
No.
So I'm going to wait for you to say something.
I won't say anything.
I think, honestly, that... That we will be right back.
Is that getting you horny?
Best in Show Radio. Bugs.
Zapper Radio.
DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
How do you initiate phone sex? Welcome back to Best in Show here on Heroes Talk. The thing you do with your ears is the place to be, where we'll be doing a live radio broadcast here next week, January 2nd, 2014. What would happen? Are you doing mock sex?
No, I was offering him some and he misunderstood our relationship.
Okay. So you wanted to get a point across before and I kept rudely cutting you off.
I don't know. I don't even remember what my point was. I don't know what people do during phone sex. I don't understand how phone sex happens.
You touch yourself, you tell the other person.
But after a while, wouldn't you want to stop talking?
But how does that start?
I would think phone sex is like 6 minutes of silence followed by,
Do you talk about a fake scenario?
You don't have to.
I'm a pirate.
Yes, that's exactly.
You're a wench.
But do people talk about a fake scenario?
I'm sure they do too.
How?
How?
Like, yeah, in what
way? Their voices on the phone.
But no, I'm being serious. How? What would be an example? Oh yeah, imagine I'm jacketed into
no,
a sock.
No, don't
in
say
front
imagine. There's no imagining. I think it has to be like real.
Oh, I'm jacketed into a sock. In
what
front
about
of you.
Like? What about like?
Wait, but is it the idea? Are you talking about what's happening with you, where you are, or are you talking as if the two of you were together?
You can do any of the above.
I think it depends
but
I'm asking
what the standard is.
I don't know standard.
I don't.
You're asking the right people, first of all.
I don't understand it.
And really?
I swear to Christ, I don't understand how.
That's why you got excused from jury duty.
Because I genuinely don't understand what could happen.
Okay. What about if it's.
I don't understand how it happens.
What about if it's,
let's do it.
Hey, operator. Like, role play. Like, hey, operator.
No, we're not talking about an operator. Like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right, but somebody's playing the...
I'm your girlfriend. All right. In Keith's fantasy dream world of what phone sex is, does the boyfriend initiate or the girlfriend?
He's wearing a diaper and she's lactating.
But no, we're not talking about that. We'll get there.
Okay, I'm gonna initiate.
Okay, but you're the boy?
I'm going to be the boy and you're going to be... But I want to role play, so my girlfriend, you, is the operator.
Wait.
And you dial the
but
wrong
this is, but this is the thing. I'm saying, how does it even start? But, hey, Keith, it's me, Chris, your girlfriend.
Oh, the preliminaries you
everything.
Made.
We're
behind the scenes.
Oh, I want you to make believe you're an operator. What? Oh,
hey,
okay.
So Chris.
What's up, baby?
I could kind of use a... I could use a wank.
Okay.
So... Why don't we have some phone sex?
Okay, I'd like that idea.
All right, so you're going to be the operator.
What do you mean?
We're going to role play. You're going to be the operator, and I'm going to lead the way.
Okay, I suspect that there's a joke. There's a punchline at the end of this, but okay.
There really isn't.
I'll play. Okay. Operator.
Hey, operator, are you as gross as you sound?
To me, that's what an operator
but
sounds
like.
Keith.
But seriously, like I would think it's some kind of role play involved,
wrong
right? Like,
accent.
Hey, I need the number to the. Hey, do you know where I could buy extra large condoms, operator?
Oh my goodness! You need extra large condoms? Why is that? Because your wank machine is so big.
Look out your window and tell me.
Oh my God! You're a creepy rapist. Come inside and have sex with me instead.
All right, this is getting me a little.
See, but this is we're talking about a crazy role play thing where you make him believe you're somebody else. I didn't think.
Okay, see, but that I could see doing that. I see what you're saying. Like, how do you do just. Phone sex between two.
I always would think the idea of like what phone sex is. I was like, hi, you're my boyfriend. I'm your girlfriend. Hey, why don't you tell me about your dick? Like, you know, like that's what I'm expecting to happen.
That conversation won't take long, baby.
What do you mean?
I'm saying wow.
What do you mean wow?
Wow.
Could you elaborate on that, please?
You've never had a girlfriend who was away for an extended period of time.
Yes, I have.
And you've never, during a phone conversation, talked about any past sexual experiences with that girlfriend?
No.
Never?
No.
You've never gotten an erection while talking to your girlfriend?
Remember that time I got you pregnant?
You've never had your hand in your pants diddling around talking to your girlfriend?
Wish she knew.
You, when you're in high school, you're 17 years old. 18 years old, never...
No!
You have testosterone.
No! I would talk to her, get off the phone, and then go jack it because I liked her.
So you'd get a hard-on instantly after you hung up the phone.
No, I'm telling you, there was nothing on the phone hard-on...
If he was 17, it was probably just 24 hours a day.
Hard-on inducing.
And she'd never say, oh, I wish I could have... I miss you. I wish we could be having sex right now.
Ah. Tom, my girlfriend at that time had sex with 12 dudes behind my back, so...
While you were on the phone?
That's a long call.
That's phone sex.
Yeah. I've never had that.
Oh, so she would be talking to you while working someone else, thinking, I guess that's the phone sex. Tell me what else you want me to do to you. And she'd do it to him?
I'm telling you, I never had these conversations.
You've never talked about sex with any of your girlfriends on the phone?
Nah.
I bet you there's like a website with like Cosmopolitan, or one of those magazines probably has like a phone sex tips thing, like
just the tip,
like what to do. But I guarantee you, it suggests like, well, I'm gonna check it out right now.
I would love to know, and I want you to understand, I don't want to necessarily have phone sex. It was just confusing to me because more than a few people lately have mentioned the idea of phone sex. And them having phone sex. It's like, what is that? Like, really, what is phone sex? It's a foreign concept to me.
Mutual masturbation.
How do
you guessed again? You guessed again.
Oh, I really did.
You're upsetting me.
Mutual masturbation when you're in a room with somebody is kind
of
hot.
Okay, you're just taking the room out of it.
You take her that side.
Okay, just picture you're in the dark now.
Okay, well, this website...
And you can't see the other person.
...says how to have phone sex, tips for beginners.
Okay, but here's the thing. Mutual masturbation in a room, it's because I'm looking at it and saying, yeah, that looks good. I'm not a talker.
You can't imagine it?
I can, but I'm not going to talk about it.
She's talking about it?
What's she going to say?
What she's doing right now.
But then what am I...
And describing it. What? And you can imagine it.
What am I bringing to the table, then?
Nothing. Obviously.
But then, I'm not phone sexing. I'm
sure you are.
No, I'm hearing a phone monologue.
Sex can be that way sometimes, no?
Well, interestingly enough, the last sentence is a quote. She told me that she was amazed at my ability to satisfy her, when in fact she was satisfying herself. I think that pretty much...
Well, golly! I understand what you're saying now, sex man.
I think that probably basically sums up the...
You guys are never going to get me. You guys are never going to understand what I'm asking here. You're never going to talk to me about...
How does it start? That's the question.
So you're basically coming from the angle of...
I'm not coming! That's the problem! And I never have!
Oh, man. You better take a week off when you prepare to.
All right, I did once, and I have a 9-year-old daughter.
So I guess I don't think you're interested in the phone sex. How does the phone sex go aspect?
I'm interested in all of it. I'm interested in all the logistics. I don't understand what people do when they're having phone sex. I don't understand how people initiate the concept of phone sex. I don't understand. And I get that everything in life could be as a variable, and people could do different things. Some people like to piss on each other when they have sex. Some people want to do it in the butt. Some people want to have French sex.
And how does any of that start?
But
how is that any different?
You mean French people?
But that's my point. This is my point. I understand that everything can be different and everything's a variable. So for me to say, hey, how does phone sex start? I don't understand how any variation of what is phone sex could really happen. It's a foreign concept to me, and it seems weird.
How does any of those sexual acts that you said start?
I know. You're asking me to say, but see, Chris, this is what illustrates what I know. That was the whole point of why I just said what I said. I get that me asking how does it happen can't be answered, because how would any of these things be answered? Because it doesn't work that way.
I know. I just love getting you worked up.
I hate this show. I hate phone sex. I hate Mark from Earth. Keith, please get another Hey Guys.
I think at least...
But how does Hey Guys happen?
People go on their computer and they say, here's my shopping list.
No, they don't. That's the problem. I think there's a rule in phone sex that at some point, every conversation, the guy must say at some point, I'm so hard.
And even if you make the hey, you want to have phone sex? Okay.
How does it start?
What are you doing?
I would think the beginning is the awkward part.
But do you say, hey, in the same room, want to have sex? How does it start?
Sometimes.
I see that the start of sex without discussing it can happen in a room, most likely will happen in a room. I see what he's saying. It can't happen over the phone. You can't suddenly be kissing over the phone.
Right. I'd say more often than not...
You can be touching yourself.
More often than not...
But the other person doesn't know unless you tell them.
Good. Then you tell them. That's how it started.
I'm stroking my wiener right now.
Yes, that's the exact same.
It probably does, unfortunately.
Why would you tell someone that I'm stroking myself right now? I use the word wiener just because I like the word wiener. I think it's a funny word. But like, what? I'm stroking myself right now. Damn it!
Keep going. Keep going. What next?
This is the worst show ever.
And then she goes, "What are you thinking about?
My wiener." I'm thinking about putting my wiener in your schneener.
Okay.
What if...
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
Tell me something about you! There's no payoff here for me.
Well, you have to ask that.
I just did!
Say, what are you doing?
Why can't you just tell me? Because I just said, what's going on with you?
Exactly.
So tell me.
This is the worst phone sex ever.
You want me
to
end the show?
Tell me.
Would it be weird for two guys that... aren't gay?
What, want you to end the show? Does that mean you just had gas again? You just farted again.
No, I did not. Right. Why is that getting you worked up?
What should I be doing with my wiener? What should I be doing with my wiener? Well, hang up.
Next week we'll be live. This will all be live for you. Right? Is that right?
Call in with your phone. Please, someone call in and have phone sex with Chris.
My God.
No, I don't want you to have phone sex with me. Okay, you can. No, but don't. Cocky sucks. Steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on YouTube and in the Hear Us Talk chat room next week here on hearustalk.com. 88. Peace. Pudu and the Llama. American Jesus.
Steamroller, roll over your face.
Did we start with that?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention.
Oh, because you're too hot from the phone sex?
Yeah.
Oh! Tell me what you're spitting at.
Off. Spitting off.
Entertaining talk radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.